It seems like every museum with a contemporary art collection has a big white wall dedicated to a geometric painting of bold color and shape by Ellsworth Kelly, a major American artist for the last half century. His print retrospective opens Sunday at the L.A. County Museum of Art, and his latest paintings are on view at the newly opened Matthew Marks Gallery in West Hollywood. Kelly is 88 now, and breathing with the help of portable oxygen, yet he came from New York to see the shows. I met him at LACMA and asked him how he first started making those prints.
Gemini was just beginning, I think. And Frank Stella, the artist, did some work here, and he called me and said, "You better come out here. You can do some good prints." And that's how it started back in 1970.
One thing I wanted to ask you is about the really unique way of creating a form that you have.
They usually just pop in my head. After thinking a while, they come up like, you know, an epiphany. Like a light bulb going on. There, that's it. And I draw. I draw constantly because drawing is always the beginning for me for everything. For sculpture, for painting, and for prints. I solve it all before because when I do prints, I have to work it out. In the vitrines, you can see some of the drawings. And I have to work everything out because, not like the abstract expressionists, which found the painting doing it. You know, like de Kooning, yes, would paint and paint and paint, and then they always said, someone's behind him with a hammer and hits him at the right time. But I think he knew when to stop. But I don't work that way.
You said in printmaking in particular, the white margins were very important with regard to these forms.
The white background, the ground. Mm-hmm. And the form is on the ground. The colored shape here, the four colors, on the white ground. And the negative space of the ground is just as important as the forms themselves. Do you see the way the colors in the print sort of dance?
I do.
It was after I started doing these, I remembered when I first went to Chartres Cathedral, 1949, and I went back many times because I loved Romanesque art. In one of the rose windows, you have these diamonds, and I didn't understand how the diamonds turn slowly, all 12 of them. And I never thought to think of it, but I said, my God, this is 12th century. They're jumping down. They're jumping. I said, this guy in the 12th century did this, which... And then I went home, and I had the print of it. And then I figured it out.
Well, I think color and light from the south of France were very important to you then, weren't they?
Yeah.
And then you said that that same color and light in L.A. really appealed to you.
Oh, sure. On a day like this, it's like crystal, you know. And I walk out this morning and I said, I don't want to stay in the shadows. I want to get in this sun. And I feel that. And I feel the sun is the answer to everything, you know. I want to say this, that the sun is mysterious. It's been here for millions of years, and it's going to stay millions of years. And we're part of it. And it is like a god. It's my god.